Okay, good afternoon. I'm Moises Montoya with the Freedom Socialist Party, and I'm going to give an update on what's happening in Costa Rica, which is, as Tony said a moment ago, it's literally a window of opportunity for us because in 6 days there's going to be a referendum down there on CAFTA, which is the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Just by way of background, we know that for many years, we as socialists and feminists and much of the progressive movements have been against free trade, which is an extension of what used to be called, up until a few years ago, globalization. People remember the Battle of Seattle in 1999 and many other battles in other cities against the World Trade Organization and the IMF and so forth. And CAFTA is just one component of what the U.S. government and big business hope to establish as a free trade agreement of the Americas all over the hemisphere, where they're going to basically have the U.S. in control of our hemisphere in terms of the market and so forth, similar to the European Union and other large trade blocs. So we oppose free trade, of course, and the Costa Ricans do too. About a few years ago, CAFTA was initiated by the passage of this agreement here in the United States under very suspicious circumstances. Our Congress only passed it by 2 votes after midnight in August of 2005. And in the other countries that are signatories to it, several of the small Central American countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and then, of course, the Dominican Republic, they've, for the most part, been those parliaments in those countries other than Costa Rica have very easily passed this agreement, again, in very shady ways. So, thank goodness our Costa Rican sisters and brothers have been fighting this tooth and nail in their country for the last several years, and for this reason, the Congress in Costa Rica has not been able to ratify this agreement. And most recently, Costa Rican President Oscar Arias basically worked with their courts and brought it to a popular referendum. So this coming Saturday, October the 6th, there's going to be a vote in Costa Rica. The grassroots movement has been very, very tough against this agreement. And some of the people that are against this agreement include, of course, trade unionists, especially in the public sector, leftists, liberals, students, farmers, women, and indigenous people. The people that are, of course, for it include the elite in Costa Rica by way of its president, Oscar Arias, and some of the politicians that have been paid by the U.S. government to support free trade, as well as the United States big business. The big business in the United States stands to gain tremendously if they can control all of Central America and its resources, as again, as a bridge, a land bridge between North America and South America. Later on, you know, of course, Hector, maybe in discussion we can talk about how this also affects the Plan Puebla Panama, which is part of the free trade agreement effort that the United States has been spearheading. So anyway, Tony and I went to a really exciting meeting sponsored by a new group here in San Francisco called Globalize This San Francisco. They had a meeting that featured the son of the most recent former Costa Rican president. His name is Fabian Pacheco Rodriguez. He gave a report, especially from the environmental perspective, from the ecological part of the anti-CAFTA movement. And he basically gave a very clear presentation where there's been a tremendous amount of education happening in the provinces, especially in the rural areas, among the small farmers, the peasants, and indigenous peoples who are clearly against CAFTA. The main reason for it is because large companies like Monsanto and other large pharmaceuticals are waiting to get CAFTA passed so that they can go into Costa Rica and exploit its natural resources and start to patent certain specific species of plants and be able to control agriculture in that way too. So we know from what happened under NAFTA that instead of providing more opportunities for small farmers in other countries to bring their produce to the United States, in fact, what normally happens is that the United States agriculture goes in and basically takes over. Like corn in Mexico is hardly produced on small farms in Mexico. Now it's U.S. corn that now dominates the market there, and it's oftentimes genetically modified corn that gets down there. And many people in those countries rightly so, just like us, they don't like that. They don't want to have genetically modified corn or other products in their food, right? So anyway, Pacheco explained very clearly that the good thing about it is that regardless of what the vote is this coming Saturday, we're hoping, of course, that the people vote no to reject CAFTA. But regardless of what happens in the vote next Saturday in Costa Rica, there has been so much education and organizing in the countryside that they even got to the point of talking about not only the need to oppose CAFTA, but what exactly do the Costa Rican people want on the grassroots level as an alternative. So although the ecological movement and the green bloc that Fabian has been a part of didn't specify that they would be against not only U.S. big business, but they would also say we have to also oppose capitalism or even talk about socialism like we would, they at least have been educating about the need to oppose this free trade agreement and the U.S. domination, you know, in the form of corporate imperialism. So anyway, what we're asking people to do is, of course, support our sisters and brothers in Costa Rica. And there are a couple specific ways that we're asking people to do that. If you go to our own FSP and RW website, www.socialism.com, you'll see that there are some statements on our homepage, and there's a way to also click onto a statement that has to do specifically against CAFTA, and it also has a appeal for people to write to U.S. Ambassador to Costa Rica, Mr. Mark Langley, and it gives the address and the email and the I think a fax number, basically asking people to write Ambassador Langley opposing CAFTA and basically saying that the United States and U.S. government should not go in and, you know, interfere with the internal politics of Costa Rica and to stop funding and trying, you know, sponsoring organizations that are pulling dirty tricks to try to win CAFTA the vote this coming Saturday. So basically, you know, we're asking people to write the ambassador to oppose CAFTA and U.S. interference in that vote next Saturday. The other thing that we're doing is that we are working with the friends that we just met recently at Globalize This San Francisco. They're going to have a rally this coming Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Paulin Market. The Flood Building is where several Central American and Latin American consulates are located at the cable car turntable. And at 5 p.m. there's going to be a street theater action that we're going to participate in. And prior to that, Globalize This San Francisco also has on their website a statement of solidarity in support of the No on CAFTA forces. If you write down on a piece of paper the website, their website is info@globalizethissf.org, all one word. And yeah,
that's their email.
Yeah, they're
if you want their web address.
Right. Well, I know that I've been communicating with them via this
that's their email.
Yeah, they're yeah,
but that's their website, Globalize.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Tony. Okay, let me repeat that. Thanks, Tony, for clarifying. The website for Globalize This is one word, globalizethissf.org. So that means there's